These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG. It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
All right, your thoughts. Day one, NFL free agency, which really was supposed to start Wednesday. It started today. Paulie and Dedham. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Tony G, if you could just hold on for three more years, your boy from San Francisco's contract's going to be up. Maybe he can just step right in because he'll be ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all in on Garoppolo.
I just want to start there, though. Nice to be back on the show again. Thanks for having me, boys. Long time no speak. Nice to speak to you again, Michael.
Is this Paulie from the station party?
Sure is.
Oh. Yes, it is, brother.
See you later. Call in the midday, dude. That's your slot. I got to talk to that guy.
Waiting for that.
Me too. I was waiting for it.
I don't know who it was. Josh in Boston. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, guys. First time, long time. I wanted to call on the Shaq Mason deal. I just don't understand. We're getting all upset that we didn't give 18 a year to Flowers. Okay, that's fair. But then you turn around and malign him for giving 10 a year to Shaq Mason, who's an impact player in the run game, which was pretty much instrumental to our championship run, in my opinion.
So would you rather have Trey Flowers or Shaq Mason?
No, I'm saying I want Trey Flowers. I'm not saying anything about that. I'm just saying, how are you going to be upset about we don't pay anybody and then turn around and get mad at him for paying Shaq Mason? Like, I don't get that.
So, Josh, I'm not mad at them for paying Shaq Mason. I'm just telling you that we had a caller call in who says that everything they do is right, that Flowers isn't worth the $18 million, but a right guard is worth 10 or 9?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's absolutely worth 10 or 9. He's instrumental to the run game, which was huge in our championship run.
Right, it got you 13 whole points in the Super Bowl.
Which they won. I mean, like, I get how you're opposing it. You can only have one or the other. I mean, they made the right call giving him the deal that they gave him.
Well, no, I'm not saying Mason's not worth the money. It's borderline. I don't know. I'm not into paying guards like that. And if you had Flowers, then fine, great. The thing is, if you're making choices there, would you rather pay Dwayne Allen the 6 and Mason the 10 and Claiborne the 4? And when you add it all up, you could have Trey Flowers. What would you rather have? I mean, that's what we were talking about before.
I mean, that's my point. I'd rather have the impact guy. And I think you can find a right guard to give you, I don't know, 80%, 75% of what Shaq Mason gives you for a lot less money. And I'd rather have Trey Flowers on the defensive line. That's the only point. But where I get frustrated with the blind loyalists of the Patriots, and those are the people that irritate me. Okay, I'm all for, you know, again, I don't think they made a mistake on Trent Brown. I think they made a good decision on Trent Brown. But there are people out there that will just defend every single thing that they do. And what's the point? What is the point of doing that?
Dave in Pembroke. Hi, Dave.
Hey, curious to know. Looks like Detroit's filling that locker room with Patriots veterans who've won in the system and that Patricia's trying to implement into that locker room. Do you think they're getting those guys in the locker room to get the other guys on board?
Yes.
So Patricia can continue to implement that system and maybe they get something going?
Yes, but let me tell you, he's not doing it the way Bill did it. When Bill did that, and he absolutely did that with Jets guys here in 2001, raft of them, Anthony Pleasant, Otis Smith, Brian Cox, help me.
Pfeiffer?
Roman Pfeiffer, excellent. Well, just those four. I mean, there's four guys on defense. They played Otis, Anthony Pleasant, Pfeiffer, Brian Cox. They were all street guys. They were all, you know, bottom of the roster sort of guys that he just did purely. They ended up playing because the roster needed it at the time. But he just really brought them in for locker room stuff and guys who would listen to him. You know, he had a tough time going from Pete to Bill. Sort of a culture shock there. So he needed guys who would listen. And he brought those guys in. He didn't pay through the nose for them. Patricia, we give Amendola $5 million today. He's giving Trey Flowers whatever, 80, 90, something like this. Patricia's paying for his culture change. I don't know if it works like that.
No, in fact, it can often go the other way. Because once they get their money, there's no reason to listen to you anymore.
So it's sort of different there. I you know, but Patricia, I have no faith in. I think he is a boob. I think he is a colossal boob. And I don't think he's going to have success there. And I think that means his players he signs aren't going to have success there. Dan and Quincy. Go ahead, Dan.
you keep bringing up the 13 points, Felger. I mean, they scored how many? 36 against Philly and lost. So I don't even know why. That's an aberration. There's no way they should have paid this guy $90 million. No way. What does it say about Flowers that he went to Detroit? That piece of garbage organization against with that coach.
It's about, well, Danny, why, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and what do you mean? We're not. Well, that tells me he wanted the money.
Well, but so, yeah, but yeah, I know. Yes, and what? So, and what's wrong with that?
He's already won.
Nothing wrong with it. But and by the way, you can't compare a quarterback like Stephon Gilmore, who for some reason both of you and Tony have a hair across your ass about the guy because you never talk about him when he plays well. You only talk about him when he has a mistake in one game. That was one of the best signings they made. And cornerbacks are a very hard position. Don't compare the two, cornerbacks versus defensive linemen. I love Trey Flowers. Everything you said about the guy is perfectly accurate. But $90 million, 45 guaranteed, no way. Oh, no way they can get another one. They're a dime a dozen.
Yeah, like
defensive linemen are a dime a dozen.
Like Claiborne?
Yeah, and by the way, Shaq Mason, they did get it right. That piece of the guy from New Hampshire, it didn't have the balls to say they got it right. I say they got it right. That's an investment in Tom Brady and Sony Michel, the offensive lineman. You'd be the first one bitching about the offensive line if Brady got his head kicked in the game.
Of course we would. So, fine. Maybe we need to sub out because Trey Flowers is a good player. It's not like that's a waste of money. We can find more wastes of money. So, fine. You want to – Dwayne Allen, Adrian Claiborne, give me another one.
I mean, that's two right off the top. I think Daron Harmon's overpaid, crying out loud.
Harmon, Cordell Patterson. I don't know. You could find it. So the whole thing was, would you rather spend X on those guys or X on Trey Flowers? So we can come up with the list of X to get you there. You can include Shaq Mason or not if you want.
Especially because Belichick has had such great success at finding guys off the street and turning them into serviceable NFL players and depth guys.
Well, you know what Patriots fans would say if you went cheap at guard, you'd say, well, that's why you have Dante Scarnecchia, because you don't have to pay at guard.
Right, this is the part of the argument that irritates me, is that no matter what they do, it's right.
Well, and if they didn't spend on the line, trust me, it would be right. At guard especially, because those are positions you can coach up. Those are positions you can sort of make about scheme. And those are positions that Dante Scarnecchia can affect. So if I have Dante Scarnecchia, who's one of the great secret weapons in the league, one of the great assistant coaches in the league, why would I pay through the nose for an offensive lineman when I can have Dante just coach up the next guy?
Particularly a guard.
For Dante's whatever, pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, I mean, tackles I believe in. I'm sorry, I believe in tackles. But a guard?
Let me tell you, their history of coaching up defensive linemen is not a third of what Dante's track record is coaching up players on the offensive line. They've coached up plenty on the offensive line. I don't know how many they've truly coached up on the defensive line. It feels like either you play or you don't. Either you can play or you can't play. I don't know. I don't see that magic defensive line coach like I see the magic offensive line coach.
I mean, again, you know, I'm sorry. I know. I mean,
no, you're the a-hole.
No, I am.
We've established it.
I'm stupid. I'm an a-hole.
You're a dumb a-hole.
I do. I like talent.
Jason.
I know it's dumb.
Jason on Cape Cod. Hi, Jason.
Hey, guys. Hey. So, Trey Flowers, a great player, no doubt about it.
But, I
just want to say anyone trying to poke holes in his game can shut the hell up. But I also love Lawyer Malloy. I love Logan Mankins. I loved Wes Welker, Richard Seymour, Deion Lewis, Nate Solder. You could go on and on and on. So, I just can't get too worked up about it. I just can't. I mean, you can't be too upset about it.
Okay. Well, I mean, to me, the real thing is because everybody else sucks. It's not because you're always right. There's a litany of players that you've lost in the last couple of years that can still play and are really good and would have been good here and would have been just fine here. From Aqib Talib to Chandler Jones, who led the league in sacks, to any number of guys. So they've had guys who've gone on who've actually played well and contributed and been pretty good. To Brandon Cooks, whether you think he's worth the money or not, the guy can play.
Hell, even Amendola last year, even though it was down year for him in Miami, he would have been better served here.
There's guys who can play. Maz thinks you lost a great quarterback. There's guys that you've let go the last several years who can play. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The division can't get out of its own way. No one's figured it out. No one can coach. The coaching continues to get worse. The front office work continues to get worse. And you look at what Pittsburgh has done. That's your competition. So I'm with you. It really doesn't matter. Trey Flowers, Linda Flowers, it doesn't matter.
Jennifer Flowers.
Jennifer Flowers, that's what I meant. Jennifer Flowers. Who did I say? Linda? Who's Linda Flowers?
No idea.
I meant Jennifer Flowers, Bill Clinton's old squeeze. It doesn't matter. A bouquet of flowers. Put him there on the defensive line. You're going to win the division and be home for the divisional round facing some tomato can.
Pro flowers.
So I see the rationale. Go to Barbados and jump off some raft and don't even participate today. Let everyone else F it up. And, you know, that's what's going to happen. And if they don't F it up today, just wait, because they'll certainly F it up when they kick the ball off.
Well, I was going to say tomorrow.
Meanwhile, the latest on Rob Gronkowski and his future right after this.
Sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Oh, I like this.
This is Felger and Mass.
Part of me wants to do it just to feel what that feels like.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Gronk, any update at all on the decision he's yet to make?
I talked to Rob last night, man. He won't even tell me. He said he hasn't made a decision yet. He is healthy, which I'm excited to say. He's feeling a lot better. He played through an injury in the Super Bowl. What else is new for that beast? So tough, and the quad is healthy now. You know, personally, I just want what's best for Rob. I said, Rob, take your time. Do what you believe in. He's already the all-time greatest tight end. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. There's never been a tight end like this guy. The sky's the limit for him. If he comes back to play, fantastic. I honestly don't know. I'm waiting to see like everybody else.
So that's the agent for Rob Gronkowski. Drew Rosenhaus says he doesn't even know. Did they ask in that little back and forth about the money?
No, they did not.
Because can we get that on the table? Like that's the question to ask Drew Rosenhaus. God, that ticks me off. Use your head. Drew, have you talked to the team about contract? Have they asked Rob to restructure? Have you discussed numbers with them?
It was just a quick hit. He's on the toilet. They bring him in via Skype. Wendy Nix just is like, hey, what's up with Gronk?
Oh, that's Nix. See, I don't want to rag on Wendy Nix. Love her to death. But that's the question. That's always the question. Money, 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 money. Start with the money. God. Sorry, Wendy. But it's very simple. Have you talked contract with the Patriots? That would tell us a lot, don't you think? Because I don't think it's about Rob Gronkowski in a vacuum. I mean, I hope it is. I hope the Patriots are fully prepared to give him his full contract and that there's nothing to do with it. But then Rosenhaus would say it. Rosenhaus would let us know. He'd say, nope, we've not had one discussion with the team about money. As far as I know, he's welcome back on his existing contract. That would be newsworthy. Because I think if it's back on his existing contract, it's a no-brainer. He's back. It's not even close. The only debate comes if they ask him to cut. And if they ask him to cut, by how much? And that's, to me, that's the relevant question with Rob Gronkowski. Until someone asks Rosenhaus that, we're not going to know the real story.
So, I mean, it's been what now, 5 weeks? 5 weeks since the Super Bowl-ish, and we're still waiting on an answer? So last year it went up until the draft. Maybe it's going to stretch out again.
See, I feel it's totally different. I feel last year Gronkowski was all pissed off. Everyone was all pissed off, and they all went into their corner and pouted and did their own thing, and that's what was going on last year. I don't think that's going on this year. In fact, Gronkowski's been showing up to the stadium for treatment. So I think Gronkowski's on board. I think that's a sign that he's on board. And as I think we talked about this last week, Miz, that's him signaling to the team that I'm not going to be doing all the jackassery this year. I'm in day one. I'm going to be fully committed. And are you fully committed to me? And until we get that answer, I don't know. I don't think we're going to know the real story on that.
Yeah, to me, how it plays out will be interesting. Because
they have the money.
Well, and it also felt like the quarterback had to go to bat for him last year because Bill was ready to trade his ass.
Yes, that's true.
So, you know, if Gronk wants to retire now, then I guess we can pretty much say definitively that he doesn't want to play football. Because if the Patriots tried to cut him, couldn't Brady do something about that again?
Yes, definitely.
If that is, in fact, what happened last year?
You bet. Brady's got a tremendous amount of sway. It's obvious.
When there were all those stories that first came out about Gronk and retirement and the Patriots looking to trade him, Robert Kraft called it hogwash. And then Gronk himself confirmed the stories.
No, it happened, he said.
So, You know, to me, that suggests certainly that someone went to bat for Gronk.
No question. We continue with your thoughts. Trey Flowers out, Michael Bennett in. Darren in New Hampshire, how do you feel about Michael Bennett?
Well, I think he's going to have a problem with Trey Flowers signing that kind of contract he had. And I don't know how much he's going to be a liability because Trey Flowers signed a whole lot more money.
So you're saying that Bennett's going to come in here with the hair across his ass about the money?
I think so.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, he's already said, quote, Darren, thanks for the call. I mean, that's an interesting thought. What's the going rate for the guy I'm replacing? Huh, I'm only making seven? The thing about Michael Bennett, I mean, Martellus did it, so maybe Michael can do it. It just really doesn't feel to me like Michael Bennett's someone who's just going to just go along with the program. You know, he feels like the guy that is purposely anti-program.
Yeah, flipping over the card.
So, I mean, we'll see. He said to Good Morning Football last week before the trade even came out that he wants a raise. Was he just talking to get out of Philly? Does he really want that raise? We'll find out.
I can't recall. Was he much of a pain in the ass in Seattle off the field? There were some things that happened there. I remember towards the end of the season, there was some blow-up that happened in Jacksonville where I think him and some other players tried to go into the stands to get into a fight.
Oh, did that happen?
If I recall correctly, towards the end of 2017, there was some ugly issue that happened down in Jacksonville. But other than that, like off the field, I don't know if there was really...
Yeah, I mean, when Pete Carroll's your coach, how can you tell?
Well, I mean, off the field, he abandoned the puppy and he pushed over the paraplegic trying to get on the field. Those are the big off-field things. And I don't know what you conceal, kneeling or sitting for the anthem, but that's his sort of... That's the off-field thing. But, you know, they've had a lot of guys who've come in here and conformed. Is Michael Bennett capable of conforming?
And he doesn't feel like it.
Tough nut to crack.
Yeah, and so look, again, I would hope, though, that the Patriots explored some of this before they actually made the deal, whether it was through Martellus or anybody else. Like, I would hope that they looked into it. Now that I say that in the same breath, effectively they moved two rounds in the draft to get him, right? They got a seventh back. They gave up a fifth.
Mm-hmm.
So if he doesn't show up,
there's no cost, and the money's not guaranteed till week one.
I mean, so there's no real pay, right? All they did was slide a couple rounds in the draft from fifth to seventh to take the shot on him.
That's right.
So maybe that's what their logic was. I would hope, though, that they did their research.
Robin Adams, hi, Rob.
Hey there. You guys are doing a wonderful job. You should work for Trump. You play both sides of the coin very well. You cried when McCourty got signed. Oh, being loyal to a guy, all this money. Now you want to give all the money to Flowers. It's not going to work. He set the edge. Belichick will coach someone up to set the edge, whether it's Rivers or somebody else. They're not going to pay $17 million a season for a guy to set the edge. Look how much Edelman got this year. Cry about that guy, I guess. He's the MVP making $2 million a year. This team will be coached up, like you said, to do a wonderful job. The other guys will lay down their sword. We'll win the division again, but you can't pay one guy. And now you're putting the crown on Isaiah Wynn. The guy's injured, unproven first-round pick. You should be worried about the backside of Brady.
So, Rob, then he's gone.
Well, he just gave me four different things.
Okay, but I was going to say that he must not like the fact that they let Trent Brown go.
Well, yeah, it sounds like he's not. Murray would agree with him.
Yes.
You're worried about Wynn, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a rookie who blew out his leg, tore his Achilles, hasn't played. And granted, I know we're dealing with Dante Scarnecchia, the offensive line whisperer. I just don't like the thought of a 42-year-old Tom Brady, his blind side being protected by maybe a rookie that they draft or a kid who was a rookie last year who didn't play because he had a blown tire.
So that's
they should have put the tag on him. They should have put the tag on him so he had the insurance of bringing Isaiah Wynn along. That was my thought.
I was going to say, so you don't want to pay Trey Flowers $17 million. Stephon Gilmore's contract is 13 a year. So it's not 17, but you're paying a corner, a bill, $13 million a year. So I don't know. And that's the going rate for guys that cover in the passing game and create pressure on the quarterback. That's what they get paid.
I mean, the positions we're talking about here are all premium positions. Left tackle, pass rusher, left corner. Like all of these, if you want good players, you got to pay for them. Unless you draft them high in the first round. So in the case of Gilmore, they paid for him. Solder was a first-round pick. Brown is Trent Brown's a stopgap measure, right, because they let him go. Isaiah Wynn, first-round pick. So, fine, you know, if you're telling me that Isaiah Wynn's a replacement for Trent Brown, I'm okay with the Trent Brown decision.
Oh, I never thought they were going to pay him, and nor should they. Trent Brown scared me.
I just get agitated when someone says you play both sides of the street. No, that's not true. I like the Trent Brown decision.
Yeah, you like some moves. You don't. You say, no, but he wants you to be all in on the Patriots. Or see, that's what the Patriot fan wants. The Patriot fan doesn't want a real opinion. the Patriot fan doesn't want the truth in a lot of cases. They just want you to support the Patriots' decision.
So if you remember the other day, I liked the Bennett move. I liked Bennett as a player. Right up until I sort of connected the dots and went, oh, Trey Flowers is gone. Like, that's why they brought in Michael Bennett.
So to me, I was just talking to one of our guys in the hall. It's so true. Trent Brown is exactly the guy you don't pay. He was eating his way out of San Francisco. He was quitting on his previous team. His previous team sold him because they thought he was a divisive force. And he comes here, and between the coaching of Dante Scarnecchia and the quick release of Tom Brady, has a great year and then becomes the highest paid offensive lineman in the history of the game. Like, that's a guy you don't pay.
Yeah, I wasn't looking for the deal that he got or anything long term, just the tag, one more year.
But, I mean, I said that from day one. They're not going to pay this guy, nor should they pay this guy. Trey Flowers, drafted, developed, did just about everything that was asked of him on the field and off. I don't throw this around often, but really did, in a lot of respects, feel like a perfect Patriot. Never said the wrong thing, never did the wrong thing. Can you remember one off-field thing from Trey Flowers? One thing? I mean, I can't even remember one thing he's ever said. I don't even know what he sounds like. His sound is never played because he never gives a quote. He keeps his mouth shut and shows up every day and does his job. He creates pressure on the quarterback, but he's not a pain in the ass. Like, those pass rushers get pain in the assy like receivers and corners do. Yet he never got pain in the assy. He also never sacrificed his responsibility to get to the quarterback. In other words, no flybys, didn't give up his gap, was not one of those players that would sacrifice his responsibility to get to the quarterback. He did exactly what was asked of him in the scheme and still got to the quarterback. Not easy to do in that scheme. That's a guy you should pay. Not the left tackle. That's a guy you should pay. But they didn't want to. Okay, you like it, you don't like it. The thing the previous caller said that's right is the opponent's going to fall on their sword. Yeah, that's true. The opponent's going to screw up at the end, so you'll be fine. Mike and Webster, go ahead, Mike. Michael.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
Hey, Tony and Mike, how you doing?
Good.
Two Patriots points. Mike, how can you say that you can't coach up the defensive linemen? In the three playoff games, they gave up a total of 112 yards. Granted, it wasn't just the defensive linemen, but as a defense as a whole, 112 yards.
Yes, I'm talking, caller, I'm talking about a track record of the defensive line coach making chicken salad out of chicken poop. They don't have that track record like they don't have that track record like they do on offense, where Dante Scarnecchia has taken all manner of players and coached them up into something that they're not. On defense, have they done the same thing?
Right. Now, the other point. Now, Gronk, there's no doubt that he's been probably, in Foxborough talking with Belichick. Now, he obviously doesn't want the same contract as last year because most of that contract was based on incentives. And he didn't hit hardly any of those incentives. So he probably, I don't know what he made for overall pay. But with those incentives out of there, he definitely didn't get paid what he was worth. And the same thing with Edelman. Those, other than Brady, those are two most valuable players on the team. And they're paying them squat. You know, it's ridiculous.
Okay, so let's see them use that money on those guys.
So, look, the previous caller made a good point on Edelman that Edelman's underpaid. He is. I'd love to see them bump Edelman. If they traded away Edelman tomorrow because they said we see Miles there and we got good value for him, how many people do you think would defend the move?
I'm sorry, Maz, I'm looking something up. Say that one
more
time.
No, no problem. I just said that Edelman's underpaid. I'd like to see Edelman get rewarded too. If they traded him tomorrow, the same guy who said he's underpaid will say Bill made the right move.
Of course, yeah. Right. I was just going to say, the Patriots defensive line coach doesn't have nearly a track record as the offensive line coach, Dante Scarnecchia. Who's their defensive line coach? Who's their defensive line coach? Does anyone know?
No idea.
Name
who
him.
It is now.
Name him.
I couldn't even tell you.
I don't think they have one right now. I don't think they have one right now.
Just another responsibility for Greg Schiano.
I was going to say, I'm trying to look it up. Did the guy go to Miami with Flores from last year?
Maybe. I don't remember who it is.
Hold on. So, out there, do you know the defensive? Because we all know the offensive line coach because he coaches up any manner of players into, basically into an upgrade. He'll take a C-level offensive lineman and turn him into a B-plus player. We've seen it over and over and over again.
Brandon Daly, that's what it was. He went to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Uh-huh,
same gig.
Yes, okay.
Oh, right. I remember that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you guys had that, right? All the work Brandon Daly's done with all those no-name defensive linemen coaching up into viable players?
Tremendous. Danny Shelton, Malcolm Brown. Don't forget Lawrence Guy.
Albert Hainsworth.
Hall of Famer.
No, they've had a lot. I think on the D-line, pretty much either you can play or you can't, and they haven't done a ton of coaching up like they've done on, and it's certainly not on the level that they've done on offense. Certainly not. If you want to tell me that the offensive line has become a little bit of an interchangeable part situation with Dante Scarnecchia, I would agree. Defensive line, not so much. First thing they need to do is get a coach. And I don't even think they have the coach now, unless it's Bill's kid or one of his Bobo buddies. It's one of the, but it's not listed right now on the website. Here's Murray's update. We're right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and Maz.
Wow.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Biggest defensive free agent is going to sign with the Detroit Lions. Trey Flowers, another former Patriot, going to reunite with Matt Patricia.
Wow.
And Bob Quinn, the general manager in Detroit. Trey Flowers, pass rusher. We're waiting to see the terms, but again, it looks like it'll be something close to $16, $17 million a year. It'll be a big deal in Detroit. But Trey Flowers intends to sign with the Detroit Lions. That just in, one of the biggest names on the defensive board coming off. Landon Collins going to Washington. Trey Flowers going to the Detroit Lions.
All right, to your phones, as promised, reaction to the Trey Flowers news saying everything else in NFL free agency. Here's Joe in Weymouth. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, I see a point with the whole Trey Flowers is gone. I think he's a great player. We should have signed him again. But then I remember about Super Bowl 49 and also 51, where Hightower both made the highlighting play to win the Super Bowl. So I believe that we still have a great guy. I know he's not.
Okay, your phone keeps going in and out, Murray. You want to react to whatever you thought he said there?
Well, yeah, but at the very least, okay, yeah, they still have Dante Hightower. Do they? Because he is at $11 million, I believe, in their cap right now, and said he's not going to take a pay cut. And are they going to give him that money? Are they still looking to free up money, maybe to give Tom Brady an extension? We don't know that Dante Hightower is going to be back next year. And Hightower was good in the playoffs, even this year, when it looked like he completely disappeared for stretches in the regular season. But maybe that he's able to do that because they had Trey Flowers getting, you know, blocked by a couple of guys up front. They're not better off without him. Maybe they find a replacement here. Maybe it's Derek Rivers or someone young. I would have liked to have had him back. I don't think that I'm alone there, at least in this room. I get that the money's a little bit crazy, but don't pretend like he was just another guy. He wasn't for this defense. He was arguably the second best or maybe the best player on that side of the ball for this team the last 3 years, and especially in the postseason. He's
true.
An impact player.
True.
Belichick should run for governor. I'm telling you, so many people would vote for him. It's not even funny.
Okay, but that's even missing the point. The point is, they may not find a replacement. They may take a big step back in that spot. It's not going to matter. Everybody else sucks. Don't you get it? Email here from Tom. Shaq Mason is getting dragged into these contract comparisons. Why does Shaq get $10 million a year and they won't pay at arguably the most important position on the defense? He says, let me start with, when in the past have the Pats ever paid top dollar for a defensive line or even linebackers? Well, let's see. Richard Seymour got a massive second contract, and then they traded him. But they gave him that second contract. Vince Wilfork was the highest paid nose tackle in football for several years. They gave him that contract. He had to fight for it, but they gave it to him. And there was a time that I think Ty Warren even got that second contract. I think there was a time when it was, maybe it didn't time out exactly like this, that Seymour, Warren, and Wilfork were the highest paid defensive linemen in football. No, the most pricey defensive lineman in football. Will Forks might have come a little bit later, but they paid all those guys. So what are you talking about? They played plenty of defensive linemen, and they've played some linebackers too. They paid William McGinnis. They paid Dante Hightower, and they'll even pay the occasional corner. They don't like paying your guys for some reason. Asante Samuel, bye. Ty Law, bye. Aqib Talib, bye. Malcolm Butler, bye. But they paid stuff on Gilmore. So there's a lot of examples of them paying pretty much all positions.
Even guys that blew up in their face like Alan Branch a few years ago, 2-12. And he was a slob when he showed up and was useless.
They certainly don't pay everybody, but they pay some people. And you could have made the argument that Trey Flowers could have been some people. I do not think that 17, 18 a year is too much for the guy. I don't. I think that's what the position costs. You paid what the position cost at corner 2 years ago with Stephon Gilmore. That was the very top of the market. He was a first, second, or third highest paid corner in the game when he signed that contract. You didn't complain about that. Why are you complaining about them making Trey Flowers the first, second, or third highest paid defensive lineman now?
Because it supports the move.
Because I see Bill decided to do it. I get it. Scott, New Hampshire. Go ahead, Scott.
Hi. Yes. You guys do want it both ways. First of all, you rip on the guy for saying, oh, what about Trey Flowers' sacks? And then on the other hand, you say, oh, Patriots fans, they just want to be right about everything. But Bill Belichick, you were like, oh, you brought up Chandler Jones as a sack leader. So which is it? Do we need a sack leader or do we need Trey Flowers? Trey Flowers himself was a coached-out player. He was a system player. He was successful in this system. I guarantee you he won't have a year in Detroit that he had this year.
How are you going to judge
it? All those other players you mentioned were way better than Trey Flowers. McGinnis, all those dudes. My God, the comparison you're
Scott.
Making.
Scott, yeah. How come you didn't call us on Friday and say that they should let Trey Flowers go? I didn't hear from you then, did I? Did you have
the
number?
I didn't watch you on Saturday or Friday.
Did you have the number on Friday or did you just get it today? Because on Friday I didn't hear from you.
I don't have
the
number on my phone.
Oh, you don't? Well, here, it's here. Write down. You have a pen? 617.
No, I got it. It's on a TV.
617. Okay, yeah. Show up on TV so Scott can get it. So the next time he can tell me whether they should sign a player or cut a player. Scott,
all I'm saying is he's a system player.
Tell me beforehand. Where were you beforehand? Where were any of you beforehand? Did we take one call saying that Trey Flowers is a system player and they shouldn't sign him?
Nope.
No, sure it didn't.
I don't remember getting one. Vinny, have you been putting up the number? Thank you. Put the number up so people get this. Okay? So I'd like to hear from you before, because we sure knows, and I try and weasel out of it all the time, but Jimmy makes me. We have to tell you what we think beforehand. Okay? So why don't you
yelling at callers for not telling beforehand?
Well,
is
exactly.
Hysterical.
No, it feels good. You try it now. You try it. You call us and tell us what they should do with Player X, and then if you're wrong or they do something different, I want you to criticize the team for it. Because it's pretty easy just to wait for the team to do something and then call up and say, "See." Well, that doesn't take anything. You're just waiting to see what the team does.
Listen, this is like I told you. This is why I want to come back as Bill Belichick in my next life. I get to do whatever I want. No one questions anything. I'm the highest paid guy at my job. When I let someone go, I'm making the right move. When I'm signing someone, I'm making the right move. I get to hang out with some hot blonde in Barbados and chill in the sun at the same time. It's the greatest thing in the world. And when I screw up, people think I did it on purpose because it's part of a bigger plan.
Would you like an update on one of the wide receivers I would have loved to have seen in a Patriots uniform?
Sure.
Hold on.
Yeah, hit it,
Can
Jimmy.
I hit
what
it?
The
hit
hell?
It.
Yeah, why not?
Is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Former Tampa Bay Buccaneers wide receiver Adam Humphries has found a new home, according to Mike Garofalo of NFL Network. Humphries, one of the top slot threats, is now off the market as he is joining the Tennessee Titans.
Idiots! How much do they overpay for that bum?
We don't know what the money is yet.
Oh, another smart move by Bill. Not paying that idiot.
And Jamison Crowder, too. That was dumb.
Oh, stupid. Who signed that idiot?
Jets.
Dumb.
Stupid. Was this before this happened?
Dumb Jets. No. I'm just doing what Patriots fans do. Ha! Idiot Titans. Idiot Jets. Dummies. Stupid.
Patriots don't need a backup.
Stupid money.
Backup slot receiver.
No, Humphries coming off career highs in receptions, receiving yards, and receiving touchdowns. 76 catches, 816 yards, 5 touchdowns.
Just wait to see what the Patriots do. They're smart for doing it, and the other team's dumb for not doing it. Or if another team signs a player, you were smart to lay out, and they're idiots for it's a very simple formula.
Yeah, exactly. No, they're smart to wait. 2 years ago, they were smart to get Gilmore before anyone else struck.
The only wide receiver with more receptions from the slot than Humphries last year was Adam Thielen. And again, he's going to the Tennessee Titans.
I told you, I want to be Belichick. I want to be Belichick at his age, Linda, Barbados, and everything I do is gold.
I want to know if he turn the phone on when he's in Barbados, or is it just like off?
I think
you know what? Room.
I bet he has someone answer it for him.
I saw that whole photo gallery on the Daily Mail. I didn't see a phone in one of them. I didn't see a phone anywhere near the place.
Unless he had it buried between his breasts. His. I said his. Which is entirely possible. He's got some cleavage, man. Bill.
Take the week off. Let everyone else screw it up. And even if they haven't screwed it up, your fans will think they did.
I got a little too, though.
Do absolutely nothing. Your fans will think you're smart for doing absolutely nothing. And even if everybody's wrong when they kick it off, the opponent will definitely screw it up then. And even if they don't quite screw it up at the time, they'll screw it up when it matters. And you'll be fine. And I'm not even being sarcastic with any of that. That's how it's going to pan out. It's what it's all turned into.
And Bill will coach around whatever holes they have.
And even if he doesn't, the opponent's not good enough to beat you anyway. So what's the diff? Chad in Florida. Hi, Chad.
Yeah, how you doing, guys? Long-time listener, first-time caller. But, you know, I kind of agree with you guys 100%. You know, Trey Flowers was probably the prototypical Patriot. We should have kept him. I have a problem with the money to a point. If he is a system player and he only succeeds in this system, is he worth the money that he's getting paid close to Von Miller money or J.J. Watt money that actually disrupts? That's my question. You guys also
okay, fair enough. If you signed Trey Flowers, I know the commentary would be that those guys are overrated frauds. What has J.J. Watt ever won? So he's a fraud, not worth the money. That's what would happen. But so whether Trey Flowers is as good as those players is, I think, kind of irrelevant. It's what he produces for you in your system.
I've always felt this way about the Patriots and the guys they have. Keep going.
But even if he's a system player, well, then that's what you want. I mean, isn't that ideally what you want?
Yes.
Because your system is so good. So shouldn't you put a premium and pay for guys who excel in your system? That's the whole point, I thought.
Yes. This gets back to the whole, like, I've used this example because I know he was a favorite player of yours, too. Deion Branch. Was Deion Branch good in Seattle? Who cares? He was great here. That's the point. Is that when you have the guy that's great here, you just keep it. You don't mess with something that isn't broken. And then it's not even the fact that it isn't broken. It's that it operates at a high level. Why would you mess with that?
It's expensive. That's why. Brent in Shrewsbury. Hi, Brent.
Hey, I think we're overlooking that Michael Bennett was like third in hits on cue last year, and his stats are good, and he's not really – he left his prime, but he's still putting in good stats pressuring the quarterback. I mean, the off-the-field stuff sucks, and I'd much rather have Flowers because he's younger. But if we're paying less year one, I don't know, man. I'd go with Bennett. What do you guys think?
So, look, I like Bennett as a player.
Good player.
I do. I like Bennett. And I said this last week. I did say it to you, so you can't throw this in my face.
I know. We don't have a problem with it. I mean, I do. But the show in general doesn't. It's the fans.
I told you, I liked Bennett when they signed, so I'm just letting you know that up front.
Where was this groundswell of negativity towards Trey Flowers last week? It's funny. Did anyone on any of our shows, because I listen to Beal and Zoe every day. I try and catch as much of the morning as I can. I listen religiously to Murray and Gasper on Saturdays. I don't remember one call to this station, not one, saying he's not worth the money and they should let him go and they won't miss him. He's a system player. I don't remember one call.
Yeah, me either.
Do you?
Nope.
I try and listen to as much as I can. I'm listening all day.
Not to Jones at night. Nothing like that.
I don't remember one of you saying that, but now, all day today? Huh. Well, anyway, I'm sorry, Maz. I interrupted
no,
you.
No, it's quite all right.
Bennett, you like Bennett?
I like Bennett. Yeah, Bennett's a good player.
He's a good player.
And earlier when we were discussing, would you rather have Bennett and Golden Tate-ish for the same money that you'd have Trey Flowers, I said Bennett and Golden Tate. Long term, I'd rather have Flowers over Michael Bennett. Like, I think both of those things are okay to say. I mean, I'm not saying anything I'm not supposed to say, am I?
You're playing both sides
of
the coin.
No, I mean, to me, Flowers is a younger player in his prime that I would rather have for the next 3 years. I'd love to see Bennett and Flowers side by side, but apparently that's not affordable. Is that right? It's just not.
Apparently not.
It is for a lot of places and a lot of teams, not but here. If I say that, that's just stupid.
Well, the teams that would do that are stupid. You're smart for not doing it. Don't you get it?
We got the money on Adam Humphries. Mike Garafolo reporting the Titans expected to pay him $36 million over 4 years. So
idiots.
Nine per.
Morons.
Which I figured is what he would have got anyway and would have been a perfect fit here. But
No.
Didn't Crowder get something similar?
I forget what the number
okay,
was.
Okay, so the only reason I ask is because they're both slot guys. What's Edelman making?
Two.
I mean, if it were me, and I'm Julian Edelman or his agent.
No.
I'd be picking up the horn and dialing Bill in Barbados.
They just want to win rings here in New England.
They're
happy to take what they're getting.
I would look at that and I'd say, that just ain't right.
That call goes straight to voicemail, Mess.
I mean, again, he's probably get some guy who's sitting in a cabana answering the phone for him in Barbados on the white sand. Like, I'm sure because Bill's not answering it. He's there with Linda hanging out in the dark. Unless he's hiding the phones between. Well, never
mind. Would you stop? Final word is next.
This is Felger and Mass
on 98.5,
the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
And the final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there's only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Two things quickly. Off-air show returns tonight right at 6 o'clock. Maz and I run out into the back room, answer your questions, whatever you want. First day of NFL free agency. So we can stick to the sports if you want. We want to go off the grid, whatever. Send us good questions, and we'll give you some good unvarnished answers. That's one. Two, we were mentioning the Humphreys kid in Tampa who went to, Tennessee? Yes.
Correct.
Okay. Guess who Tennessee was bidding against all day, according to Diana Rossini?
Here's her tweet minutes ago. The Titans were bidding against the New England Patriots for Humphreys all day, per source. In the end, the Titans land him. Maybe if someone would pick up the phone.
Oh, so what are you implying?
Well, Bill out in Barbados. Bring, bring. Straight to voicemail. Hello, you've reached Bill. Please leave your name, number, and a brief message after the beep, and I'll get back to you. Beep. Bill, we can get him. Bill, we pick up the phone. Bill, Bill, where are you? Bill, Bill, call me back. Click. Bring. Straight to voicemail. Hey, I've reached Bill. Please leave your name, number, and a brief message after the tone. I'll get back to you. Beep. Bill, Bill, we can get Adam Humphreys. We're close. Bill, Bill, hello?
Murray.
Call me back.
You don't get it. They stopped at just the right time. They put the exact proper value on it. Tennessee got stupid and overpaid him, and you were smart to hold the line. So just save yourself all the time and effort.
And Jones. Murray, don't worry. An hour from now, we will find out that the Patriots offer was actually better than Tennessee. And they just, Tennessee just won.
No, no. We'll find out that Adam Humphreys is dumb. This is what we'll find out.
Keep going. Go, go, go.
This broken Felger won't even play along with a fun bit anymore.
No, I know. Yeah, you suck.
So much money being thrown around today by teams throughout the league, not the Patriots. And one such move really cracked up Maz. Former Patriot Justin Coleman going to the Detroit Lions. Also proof to how crazy the money is going to be that's being thrown around this this offseason. The Detroit Lions are
signed. Hold on, can we? Is it? I'd like to play with our breaking news sounder. If we does it deserve it?
Not really.
Okay,
he was a one-time Patriot,
go,
but the Lions are signing a one-time cornerback of the Patriots, Justin Coleman, to a four-year deal worth $36 million.
Holy crap! What?
The highest paid nickel corner in the NFL now.
4 years, $36 million for Justin Coleman?
Yes. He who was traded to the Seattle Seahawks for, I think, like a seventh rounder.
No, no. And
Cassius Marsh.
Cassius Marsh, yeah.
Holy crap. That's the worst contract I've ever heard. That's Patricia?
Yeah.
He's going to get fired. That's a fireable contract. Holy crap, is that bad? Seriously, you want to tell me 4 years, $36 million, like wait for a guy who's halfway decent, fine, like, okay, this is a free agent market. That guy? 4 years, $36 million for Justin Coleman?
Can he play?
No. Oh, that's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Patricia's going to get fired. By a year from now, he's fired. He's out of a job. Holy crap, that's unbelievable. When you said, check out this contract, I thought you were going to say, 2 years, $12 million. 4 years, 36 for Justin Coleman?
That's correct, Mass.
Oh, my God. That redefines stupid. Redefines it. Holy crap. Wow, I'm done.
Back to your thoughts right after this.
There's also some thoughts on Antonio Brown becoming a Oakland Raider over the weekend, but couldn't call him that as we were falling down a hole once again.
How do you feel about Danny Amendola? How do you feel about the Antonio Bryant situation? Just give me a thought on that real quick.
So, look, to me, Bryant came out of this.
Brown, let's not do this. You've already said it twice.
I've done it twice. And Brown. Antonio Brown.
Landed on his feet, both of them, inbounds.
And avid listeners of the show would remember that back in September, this me catching that, thankfully.
That's a great one. This is great. This is from when, Murray?
This was from September 18th, 2018.
With Bedard, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
So good.
It's amazing how infectious this was.
Number seven, a fan taunted, I think it was a fan, someone on Twitter, taunted Antonio Bryant the other day about Ben Roethlisberger, saying that Roethlisberger made Antonio Bryant. Bryant responded by saying, oh yeah, then trade me to another team and let's find out. In that equation, who has made who? Roethlisberger make Bryant, or Bryant has made Roethlisberger?
Hardy will have fun with this one. It's tough to tell because in the first half of his career, Ben Roethlisberger had the defense. That's how they won. In the latter half, it's been all offense, and I think it's been Bryant. But I'm going to go with Bryant because I don't think Ben's consistently had to be the guy with nobody else around him.
As a passer, Bryant has made Roethlisberger. To me, no gray area there. And again, look, I'm not Roethlisberger to me is just not a great pure passer. You can call him a tough guy to bring down, a great quarterback. You can call him all of that. But in the passing game, Bryant is, like, unique. Roethlisberger isn't.
Yeah, it's Bryant. I don't know if really Roethlisberger's throwing him open. He gets the separation. Half the time, Roethlisberger's just chucking it up, and he makes the play.
That is unbelievable.
That's an all time.
I sucked you right down into my wormhole.
That's like a Jedi mind trick. Yes, I'll have some Kool-Aid. Yes, please. Yes, have some.
Wow. I forgot about that. All right. Jones, what?
Oh, Hardy's going to have some fun with that one, isn't he, guys? Right? Yeah, I'll take Bryant, too. That's my favorite part. I didn't realize Bedard was, like,
oh yeah,
onto you and then still got sucked into
sucked
it.
Sucked them all in.
Huh. Anyway, I found out today Trey Flowers sucks now, so we're gonna start with that. Free agency for the Patriots. It is, I guess it's not technically underway. It doesn't technically start until Wednesday. Seems like everybody else is doing something, so we'll begin with that.
Okay, off-air show coming up in a few seconds. Good luck, Christian, as always.
Thank you, Mike.
90 seconds, no spots. See you tomorrow, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.